state subpoenas for the financial records of President Trump.
Arguments are scheduled for March in consolidated cases stemming from congressional subpoenas and a Manhattan district attorney trying to obtain 8 years of tax returns from President Trump.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. A ruling from the nation's high court could come next summer. An historic vote by the House Judiciary Committee today as lawmakers advance articles of impeachment to the full House on a party-line vote. President Trump today saying,
"It's a scam. It's something that shouldn't be allowed, and it's a very bad thing for our country."
The full House could vote to impeach President Trump for obstruction of Congress and abuse of power sometime next week. It would only be the third such act in U.S. history. America is listening to Fox News.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think
you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think, I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. You know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, "Hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank?" You don't even want to know, man. So Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, "Man, I had a chance. I had that mother." He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
There you go. The story of the crocodile hunter. Another Friday request at 272-9228. I don't know why I thought of talking like this. I'm trying to post this thing on in his life. I got a story here from teaparty.org. They caught Jerry Nadler drooling on himself. The stomach-stapled Stalinist, the piece of crap, another... Where does California come up with this? You know, California just lost a $64 million convention deal because of concerns over street conditions. Not crime. People just don't want to step in a big pile of human turd when they're wearing a suit and trying to attend an event.
Well, and there's all kinds of diseases associated with that.
All those junkies and all those needles.
Do you know what? Here's what the genius mayor, Garcetti of Los Angeles, is doing for the homeless. Because they have an enormous homeless population there. And they seem to, like, embrace this. They, I guess, leased a big warehouse, and they filled it with giant, you know, garbage cans, like the one the city, we get from the city to put out in front of our house. So they have a place to stash their stuff. Now, does that perpetuate homelessness?
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
At some point, the whole idea, I mean, I know when I was sick and tired of having nothing...
That was your motivation, wasn't it, Greg?
I swallowed my pride and worked as a waiter in a place where I had been a big star. It was very humbling. I needed it.
And that worked out very well for you.
It was
maybe
the most important job in my life ever.
So
that's a good magazine column.
When we have this homelessness population there, that, you know, a lot of people will move out there because the weather's great. If you're gonna be homeless in LA, the weather's great. But they're not wanting to do anything about it.
No.
And so if I'm a business and I go, "Hey, the weather's great, let's go to L.A. Oh, wait a minute. We got this homeless population going on.
And diseases that have pretty much been eradicated that are coming.
Right, that are coming back.
Let's go get typhoid.
Why do we want to, you know, do business in California? And I don't understand for them to just think that that's okay.
But when does this insanity catch up to them? When do they wake up and stop electing Nancy Pelosi and get somebody who has their teeth glued in properly?
When they finally go bankrupt and then they look to the United States to bail them out.
I don't think Trump...
That's right. That's what's going to happen. He's going to tell them, you need to put a for sale sign down there on California and see if we can make a deal.
Get some new people in that are interested in making some real change and not perpetuating the boat, because that's really what it's all about. As long as they have a big block of dependent people.
That's right. That's their voter base.
They'll keep getting elected.
I feel like it's going to take like a major disease to pop up.
It will, no doubt.
I have a feeling one guy did take a deal with the Angels. That's in a very conservative part of California, Anaheim. That area still hasn't, it's still red.
Mm-hmm.
How they deal with it, I don't know, because they're surrounded by lunatics. But I have a feeling that a couple of these big baseball contracts that were handed out at the winter meetings this past week went to guys who did not, I worked my butt off, I just signed for $324 million, and California will take, depending on what city you live in, almost 60% of that.
I was going to say, they're taking three-quarters of that.
Yeah.
Between that and your agent?
And when it's the people, none of the people that want distribution of wealth and socialism are making money. They don't know what it's like to make a big income and then have somebody come along and say, well, it's not fair.
And just take it.
Yeah.
And just take it.
And do what with it?
Whatever.
Probably make some government schmuck wealthy while we all suffer and wait in line for everything like they do in Venezuela. I just don't understand why the media is so completely cemented in concrete that they can't even embrace a rational thought anymore. That's
well, here's
really
the thing,
saying.
Though, Greg. Who is to say that the deep state is not as much into our media or running our media? Because look at the narrative that they're pushing out. It's the complete opposite of what our president is putting out.
Yeah.
And what have we determined to be kind of an enemy of our president is the deep state.
And the media, because they're one and the same.
They're one and the same.
Yeah, somebody's telling them what to think.
There's no doubt.
I want to see if I have this clip. It came out a couple of years ago, but it speaks to what we're discussing here because it was a collage of different newscasts, the same story, word for word, identical.
And that was when I lost faith.
That means that I believe not just local outlets for network affiliates,
yeah,
but they wait for the talking point that goes with the story.
Right.
And word for word, they're putting out the same thing. And the anchor people are reading what's written for them, so they don't have a say in it.
And it's not like one station. It's like 50 stations.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
insane.
I've seen those montages.
Like you said, it's one big talking point.
I don't know.
No, it's word for word.
If it comes out at 1 in the morning and they all start memorizing it then, but it's they all seem to say the same message.
Exactly.
Let's see. TV and go, but a TV misleading, legal land, TV spot, TV in bed makes you fat. No repeats, no. I don't have it, but I'll look during this break coming up here at your CBD store, and we'll be using these products with Hershey because they will help him relax and it'll help with pain. I'm even going to try and call Melissa or Lori out at the store this afternoon to see if it's okay to put the topical cream so where his stitches are, it doesn't dry out. But absolutely, CBD products help humans and pets, dogs especially, when there are, like if you have a little dog that suffers from separation anxiety, I know somebody who does have a dog that really goes
That's
ballistic.
That's what we're going out there now for.
The CBD products really, really help. Dog that's restless, a dog that it doesn't turn them into zombies. I got to emphasize that CBD products are not about getting high; they're about getting well. They're in the most natural way. They interact with the cannabinoids that are already in your body.
That's right.
To make everything more effective. So it's sort of like a jump start that you can use in pill form. They have gummy bears, they have oil tinctures, you know, the droplets, and you can do that for your pet as well. They have such expertise on the benefits of these products. They carry the SunMed product line at your CB store, and they would be happy to answer any questions you have. You'll find them at 8852 Mini Brown Parkway. Just turn right or south at the Bojangles. Make your first left, your first right into the plaza where the Adams Drugs Renfro location is, and you'll find your CBD store. It's 511.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
That Alabama is, certification number 99004.
That is such a beautiful message. I never get tired of hearing that.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Listen up, Rosie has information.
Yes, the Bicentennial Parade will begin tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on Dexter Avenue at the Court Street Fountain. That's the beginning place of it. They will go up Dexter Avenue to the Capitol. And if you look also in the Montgomery Advertiser, they have a parade route map for information on which streets are going to be closed and where the parade's going to go. So for those that needed that information, there you go.
Thank you, Rosie.
Please clap.
Oh, yes. Clap to the Rosie. 5:13.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Today, the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce held its 10th annual Success Starts Here tour, highlighting the new and expanding Montgomery industries who have invested in record-breaking numbers. The $1 billion in industrial capital investments marks the second largest number ever for Montgomery County, only surpassed by the 2002 original Hyundai announcement. Police say three people are responsible for more than 200 car thefts and break-ins. Calviosis Scott, DeMontez Franklin, and Audley Holmes were originally arrested on December 3rd for theft of property in connection to three stolen vehicles. They have now been charged with an additional 222 total felonies related to the vehicle break-ins and remain in the Montgomery County Jail. Alabama's bicentennial celebrations kick off tonight with a concert at the Capri Theater. Saturday's events include a parade, festival, and concert. For more information, visit alabama200.org. I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers continues in the forecast through tonight, but then I think we get a little break over the weekend. Nice break in between storm systems. Dry both Saturday and Sunday. I think we're in the 60s both days. I think the best day is probably Sunday because of more sunshine, but a good weekend forecast before another storm system Monday, one that could bring the threat of severe weather to Alabama. We're watching it carefully beginning Monday afternoon and Monday night. All modes of severe weather are certainly possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Only 12 more days to Christmas, and your kids want game consoles. Save some money, tell them they were naughty, then give them coal.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season. From all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
He's got two old and fat. Now he's got this little snot to be his friggin' rat.
Elf you. Elf you is right. Looks just like Pete Buttigieg. Doesn't he look like Pete Buttigieg? The
yes,
Elf
does.
It's an amazing resemblance.
Have you seen the Vader on a tater?
Oh,
I will have to send you the Vader on a
thank
tater.
Thank you! I'm so bad about seeing... Okay, they're like, Elf on a Shelf, ha ha ha, and they do something else, and it's supposed to rhyme, and I never get them.
Vader on a tater.
Like, thank you, I get it, it's so funny.
I will send you guys Vader on
what's
a tater.
What's the, if I may ask?
As in Darth Vader?
Yeah, it's Darth Vader on a potato.
I kind of figured that. But does Darth Vader have a watchdog reputation? What's...
No, it's just Vader on a tater.
If it rhymes and it goes along with Elf on a Shelf.
Somebody's probably making a gazillion dollars on
yes,
it.
Yes, they are.
It's just a bunch of stupid memes that I don't get.
Yeah, I went outside to check traffic, and guess what I found?
What did you find out there, Gregory?
Traffic.
Backed up?
Right behind the building. A squad car with the Mars lights on.
Uh-oh.
And a car pulled over. It didn't appear to be a wreck. It may have been a ticket.
You didn't go out there to try to help the guy plead his case with the policeman?
No. I couldn't. They couldn't even hear me if I shouted from the back porch. But as I was there, the officer pulled away and went northbound on 85. The car stayed there, so I don't know if he was taking somebody in or they got sick or what. But things were slowed down. That's between Perry Hill and the Boulevard northbound 85. And because it is raining, and I've been checking the Doppler all afternoon, it's streaming up. We still have another area of rain that'll make its way through the evening hours. Tomorrow and Sunday should be dry. But because it's raining, and because what you're about to hear occurred during a rainstorm in Dallas, and I know some of you heard this 8 million times.
I love it.
It's
love
still it. Funny. The accident witness.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at, if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So, thought, whoa, man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped them, turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face and he's on his knee. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black person. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman that's she's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella. She's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one that it's a little woman looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this new big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. they're still beating the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting them. The one with the little black person still. Oh, pieces of them. okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beating him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
All right, it is 5:21 on News Talk 93.1 FM. At the end of the week, I also go through stuff that accumulates during the week. Because I set it aside at some point between Monday and Friday. I said, well, I'm sure the listeners will want to know about this. And then the pile gets bigger. the pile gets bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
That's and right. Leon gets larger. Here's another. Save this one for Duncan Tomlinson, please. It's about financial marital infidelity. I'm
ooh,
sure that's...
That would be another interesting...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a story.
Oh, that
yeah.
story.
And in the, what they call them? The,
lame story.
Lame-ass stories?
I love them.
did you see the... we talked about it this morning during Animal Stories on the morning show, but did you see the beach that had all these fish that
yeah.
wiped up?
The little... Yeah.
Those 10-inch...
Yeah.
That was the weirdest looking thing.
Yeah, what if you walked out of your Malibu
yeah.
mansion and you I mean, see this thousands. Thing at the beach? Yeah.
Yeah, very weird. Very weird.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, we're out of time for that story, but I do want to tell another story. It's about a man named Eddie. Eddie Bader.
Spend all your time waiting.
Now, Eddie needs real estate listings. That's what makes him tick. That's what makes him thrive. And I'm here to tell you that if you are ready to put your house on the market or turn it into a rental property, or if you're seeking a home, seeking to buy or rent, this is the guy you want. I have finally decided that what Eddie really is the best real estate yenta anywhere, because he can match people who are selling homes to buyers, and he can match buyers to people who are selling homes better than anybody I know. And that means getting it seen, getting it out there, and creating a buzz. Did an amazing job for the Boodles with our place and the Goodson Group in managing that property. Phenomenal. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Well, you've got a great tenant over there. And that was one of the things we do. You know, we do vet all the tenants. That's something Bo takes care of. He takes it very seriously. Because when you do turn over your property to the Goodson Group for rental, you know, we in turn become the steward of that property. The last thing an owner wants to hear is, hey, you know, rent's being good and all that, but they go by and do a check, and they're like, hey, man, my house is falling apart. You know, nobody wants that.
I do go by there every Sunday because I bring donuts to the kids in the cul-de-sac.
He's such a sweet
really?
Guy.
Yeah.
That is so awesome, dude.
I've been doing it for over 10 years.
That is so cool of you.
I have a lot of great friends in that neighborhood. And
it's a great neighborhood. Very good neighborhood.
But if you want to find yourself a great neighborhood to live in, Eddie knows where all the deals are. And if you're ready to sell, and especially if it's a matter of urgency, call him at... give the number.
My number is 322-0662.
322-0662.
That's right.
Yeah. I love telling that number.
Dynamic duo.
It's been a while since I've been able to say that.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. 525.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's the latest. I-85 southbound near South Union. We had a fender bender there that's got traffic slow on 85 to 65. The interchange, 85 outbound from downtown, is a very slow go all the way out past the Eastern Boulevard. We have a disabled vehicle just past Perry Hill on the left shoulder. Use caution. Watch out for the emergency vehicles that are there working that. Very congested on Taylor Road at I-85 Atlanta Highway from the Eastern Boulevard to Taylor. Moderate to heavy traffic all over the city. Please be careful out there this afternoon. Toyota-thon going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here from Montgomery Eye Physicians. This holiday season, add the gift of sight to your wish list. Whether you're seeking a custom cataract procedure, LASIK, or other vision correction surgical options, Montgomery Eye Physicians is here to help you and your loved ones see life clearly. At Montgomery Eye, you're going to be working with local board-certified surgeons using the latest medical technology and techniques to provide the highest level of care. Hey, if you have a Flex spending account, check out the Flex calculator on their website to find out how much you could save on elective vision procedures. For more information, call their office or visit them online. 271-3804. 271-3804 or online MEP.com. From lenses to LASIK and all that's between, happy holidays to you from the Montgomery Eye Team. 271-3804.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
If you want a smarter home for the holidays, the Home Depot and Google Nest can help. Right now, save $100 on the Google Nest Learning Thermostat and Google Nest Hub when you buy them together. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through December 15th.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15 or 20% off. Save on family sleepwear. Pendant necklaces just $59.49. And Cuddle Duds fleece sheets start at $21.24. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, snap a free picture with Santa at Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 and get a free gift. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 10th through 24th with promo code Big Savings. Some exclusions apply. One gift per child while supplies last. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's our silly segment.
Silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
Say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Lacy things, missing.
Days to Christmas, and your kids want game consoles. Save some money, tell them they were naughty, then give them coal.
It's Christmas time at the office party. We'll get drunk and do annoying things.
I grabbed the boss's wife by the ass and had myself a fling.
We'll goose a friend and tell the upper manager, piss him off and send him on his way. Have a toast to love and his anger, be sweet song away.
You're fired!
Beer for you and for me and stories for us to share.
No fear, I'm happy to table dance on Cubicle Square.
She didn't even know she put on a show until next morning. Take a look at that, it's posted on the internet.
Merry Christmas to one and all.
Yeah. You're fired!
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
I have been to some pretty nice radio Christmas parties over the years. And I have to say, for a while, I kind of took them for granted. Like, when I worked for RKO in Miami, a great company, and boy, do they have money. We had them at the Fountain Blue Hotel.
Ooh, fancy.
And it was Chateaubriand and lobster and... You know, the one that means the most to me is the first one I had here, because the previous Christmas of 2004, I was recovering from a concussion I got after being rear-ended in a car accident. And so not only was that not a Merry Christmas, it was a tough one because I was in such a bad physical and mental state. I couldn't wait for it to come and go. It was one of those. We all have a few of those in our life. You want them all to be great, but that's just not the way it works. And at that time, I had no idea when I would be able to go back to work. I'd actually filed a Social Security disability application because I couldn't. I was in so much pain. I couldn't stand. I couldn't sit. I couldn't do anything for any length of time without hurting. And, of course, you get rejected the first time you apply.
Automatically, I think it is, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I was looking at waiting 10 months. So in the meantime, I just did my best to try and rehab. And about 3 months later, the opportunity to come here came along. So the first Christmas party here was at the Pete Peterson Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And they had grilled steaks, and it was fun. And it meant more to me than I can describe to have a Christmas party to go to.
That's how I feel. I'm so pumped.
In my beloved profession. Now, I was working in radio in 2004 up till the point where that accident occurred in September of that year. And then September through the end of the year was a disaster. I was in such bad shape, I missed the Red Sox winning their first World Series.
Wow.
Oh,
whoa.
No.
Yeah. That's pain.
I'll never forget that because I had the TV on and I heard something about it. And because I couldn't focus. You know, after that, I was taking a medication called Neurontin. I don't recommend it. That's what the neurologist wanted me to take.
Really?
Wow.
So, yeah. And I felt like I was living in somebody else's mm-hmm. body. It was really, really unpleasant. So I think back to that and how that felt and how there was absolutely no focal point for the future. I've had a couple of them like that. Y'all heard me tell a story about 99 when I'm in Indiana. And on Christmas Day, I had no place to go. And I had fallen down a flight of stairs a few days earlier. So I was on crutches. I had sprained my left hip really bad. In fact...
How'd you fall down the stairs?
I was had taken a job managing a teen club. It was right across the street from my apartment. I didn't have a car. Okay. And it was paying really well. And they rehabbed this building. I mean, really did it nice. It was as nice as any adult bar. Brass, wooden floors, wow. The whole nine yards. The idiots that put it together named it Croaker Heads. I said, why are you doing that? They wanted me to and handle their marketing. I said, you know, what's a croaker head? Mm-hmm. Well, it's just something my partner and I call each other's partner. One guy was a really sharp businessman. The other was a redneck, but they grew up as buddies. Well, so I went. I just come back. My Christmas visit to Dijon was early because they went to Vermont to have a white Christmas that did not materialize. Mm-hmm. So when I got back from visiting Janelle that night, I walked across the street to Croaker Heads, and I couldn't find, it was pitch black, I couldn't find a light switch. So I found a door that said employees only, and I thought, well, this has got to be the office. So I opened the door and stepped into a staircase that was 20 steps straight down.
Ooh, wow.
And maybe I should have been a stuntman. I went backwards, rolling down the staircase backwards. And while it happens quickly, it also seems like it's happening in slow motion.
Right.
And what you realize, what panics you in that, is that your weight is your enemy. There's nothing you can do to stop. And the last roll, my feet came up over my head and hit the wall and stopped me about halfway down. And I was interviewing people to hire that night. So it was sore. I had people, interviewed about 30 people for waiting jobs and all that kind of stuff. And then I walked back to my apartment. And as the night went on, the pain kept getting worse. To the point where it was so bad. It was almost as bad as the time I got carried out of here on a board. I had to wait till 5 in the morning. I did not have a phone. I had to wait till 5 in the morning to crawl out of my apartment building on my belly. I had to slither into a pair of sweatpants just to get dressed because I could not bend down to put them on. I literally had to use something else to so I could even slither into the pants. It was awful. Just awful.
It sounds so painful, but it was so funny to watch.
So, and then there's three doors to get out to the street, but next to my building was a restaurant called The Toast. So I knew it opened at 5. Somebody would see me, and sure enough, after I pushed on my belly, the third door opened to get outside. A couple of cops were coming up to the restaurant, and I said, I need help. So they had an ambulance come and get me. I thought for sure I'd broken something. I mean, that was a hard, hard fall, but it was a bad sprain. So that put me on crutches in the middle of winter in a city I wasn't particularly wild about. That was not. And then, of course, on Christmas Day,
it didn't end there.
Dragged myself across the street on the crutches to a convenience store so I could get my sausage and eggs and have at least a traditional Budell breakfast. And when I got back into the apartment building after going through all three doors on crutches, I put my weight on the crutches, and the right one must have been in some melted snow.
Oh,
it flew out from underneath me. No, it flew out from underneath me to the wall on my right and bounced back and hit me in the face and knocked out my right front tooth.
Oh, is that the one that...
Craig,
I'm not making this up.
Tooth has had a better life than I had.
And realized to me, at first my face hurt. It was like getting punched. My tongue realizes there's a big gap.
That is a terrible feeling.
So then I had a terrible time getting to crawl around the lobby to look for the piece of tooth because I was going to glue it in. I couldn't find the piece of tooth that broke off. So when I finally got back into the apartment and I looked in the mirror, that's when I lost it. Merry freaking Christmas, you look like.
Oh, I bet, man.
Oh, that's a bummer. Such a bummer.
Did you ever find that piece of tooth?
No.
Do you think you might have crawled it?
Yeah. Christmas was on us. Christmas on a Saturday. So I had to wait till Tuesday, because Monday was the day off, to get a dentist to do anything. That was not fun.
I don't care who you are.
Merry Christmas.
When you chip a tooth and nobody's there, it hurts you. It hurts your little feelers.
It was...
I've been there.
You see the carolers coming to your apartment, and you're saying, Merry Christmas.
Get out of my house! When you're feeling bad... You can think about that story and think things could actually be worse.
Yeah,
I don't want to know that.
that's pretty bad.
Between 1999 and 2004, that was enough. I now have a very good perspective on
life. Was getting your attention then.
Karma
sure was.
That's what I'm saying. Look what happened back then. Yeah. Things.
Let's
you know.
Look what's happening on the roads at 5:40.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we've got very slow traffic on 85 merging to 65 north and southbound. It is creeping along downtown. Out of downtown on I-85 northbound, very slow all the way to the Eastern Boulevard. We've got a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder just past Perry Hill Road. Cops are on the scene. Watch out for them as you pass by. Very congested on I-85, and if you're turning off Vaughn onto 85 headed to East Chase, we have two accidents back to back. One of them is right in front of the Synovus Bank. The other one is just past that. Please use caution. We have heavy to moderate traffic all over the city. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers, Trenum State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Marguerite's, yes, we are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes, we will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes, we have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forevermark Diamonds. We're partners with De Beers. And we do it at the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Melissa Askew with Alabama News Network. Police say three people are responsible for more than 200 car thefts and break-ins. Calviosis Scott, DeMontez Franklin, and Audley Holmes were originally arrested on December 3rd for theft of property in connection to three stolen vehicles. They have now been charged with an additional 222 total felonies related to the vehicle break-ins and remain in the Montgomery County Jail. Today, the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce held its 10th annual Success Starts Here tour, highlighting the new and expanding Montgomery industries who have invested in record-breaking numbers. The $1 billion in industrial capital investments marks the second largest number ever for Montgomery County, only surpassed by the 2002 original Hyundai announcement. Alabama's bicentennial celebrations kick off tonight with a concert at the Capri Theater. Saturday's events include a parade, festival, and concert. For more information, visit Alabama200.org. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
And now a star is born. On December 13th, 1989, the world welcomed little baby Taylor Swift.
Congratulations. It's Kanye, what are you doing here?
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce was the best baby of all time. Of all time.
Taylor Swift, a star is born.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers continues in the forecast through tonight, but then I think we get a little break over the weekend. Nice break in between storm systems. Dry both Saturday and Sunday. I think we're in the 60s both days. I think the best day is probably Sunday because of more sunshine, but a good weekend forecast before another storm system Monday, one that could bring the threat of severe weather to Alabama. We're watching it carefully beginning Monday afternoon and Monday night. All modes of severe weather are certainly possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Next day.
Office party in the house tonight. All employees better show up on time. And you're gonna get drunk out of your minds. Office party at Christmas time.
That's funny. We love David Blackman, the blogger from Texas that joins us on Tuesday. And there's a guy named Don Serber, retired news guy who's in West Virginia, and I go to him every day as well. And he makes the point today, why did Putin want to make America great again? This is the, you know, simple logic that just flies over the heads of these raging idiots. Oh, he's a Russian asset. That's their new thing. Everybody's a Russian asset. That's how they rationalize everything. Russian asset. Well, I don't think Vladimir Putin, being that they and China are big competitors, I don't see why they would. They may not want to fire missiles on us or start a war. That would be a mistake. But why would they want us to prosper? Why would they want a guy in there who's going to make the country better? They would want somebody they could bend over, like Hillary Clinton. Right. And that's the problem with China. China has found out, hey, not only is this guy a much different type of negotiator than our previous presidents, including the guy that used to bow at anything that walked by him with a necktie on. Jagoff. What a jagoff he was, honest to God. And we're going to get the truth about him.
It's coming.
The audacity of him trying to tell the world, oh, not a smidgen of corruption. Oh, radio. Up my, well, Sam, we were going to take your call, and you disappeared.
What happened to Sam?
Infusion. I am going there tomorrow for an IV because this week has taken a toll. So I am going to replenish my system with a small Myers cocktail at Infusion. They're open on Saturday. You can't get by this place during the week. Most of their services are available on Saturday from 9 till noon. Cryotherapy, the IV vitamin therapy, which can help boost your metabolism, boost your energy if you've been doing a lot of holiday partying. There's nothing wrong with that, but it does take a toll. And if you're dragging through your days, call Infusion at 296-1662. Get in there and try one of these IVs. Everything is good. It all goes directly into your blood. When you swallow vitamins and things like that, your stomach is kind of fussy about how much of that it lets into your system. Plus, they can cause other issues, like with vitamins, especially pill vitamins, constipation.
Thank you.
And that's not very pleasant. So try something different that's all natural and totally effective. Plus, they have laser therapy and the Juve therapy, J-O-O-V. Look into that, the red light room. It is 12 minutes of sun-baked glory. It's wonderful. Mm. Yeah, it's external stimulation to the cells through these tiny, safe lasers. You feel great when you walk out of there. It's all at Infusion, 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner. Talk to the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori. Talk to Allison, who is, man, just crackerjack smart on all of these topics, or visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border. and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're still very busy on I-65 and 85, but we're moving a lot better with the exception of I-85 to 65 north and southbound at the merge. Still a little bit of a slow go there. Very congested on Taylor Road at I-85, and we still have those two accidents working. They are on Taylor just past Vaughn Road, headed towards East Chase in front of Synovus Bank, almost back-to-back. Moderate to heavy traffic everywhere this evening. Please drive carefully. Do all your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young American Insurance, and much, much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
If you want a smarter home for the holidays, the Home Depot and Google Nest can help. Right now, save $100 on the Google Nest Learning Thermostat and Google Nest Hub when you buy them together. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through December 15th.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15 or 20% off. Save on family sleepwear. Pendant necklaces just $59.49. And Cuddle Duds fleece sheets start at $21.24. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, snap a free picture with Santa at Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 and get a free gift. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 10th through 24th with promo code BIGSAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. One gift per child while supplies last. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
John Legend redid Baby It's Cold Outside, and now he's spreading more progressive cheer. It's John Legend, Woke for Christmas.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, but he got explicit consent first.
If you hear old Christmas music and think, okay, Boomer, then it's time to celebrate with John Legend.
I'm dreaming of no white privilege.
And John Legend didn't forget the kids.
You've got serious anger issues, Mr. Grinch. Really needs a repeat.
John Legend, Woke for Christmas, because it's just not Christmas without snowflakes.
Is there anything at all the progressives can't screw up?
No.
Anything they can't suck the joy out of?
No.
Is there any chance they could ever, ever find it in their grasp and power to lead a happy life?
No.
Took you a minute on that one. East of the Rockies.
Yes, sir. Listen, I don't know if I'm going to miss you before you go off on vacation, but I got to tell you, I love the song, it's the end of the year that you do every year. I look forward to that. Are we going to look for that to come back?
That's the REM, yeah. That'll come back probably maybe next week.
Great.
I'm going to be out all of Christmas week, so maybe just before that. I'm not sure. I could ask my source.
Yeah. Well, listen, you deserve
to
be
making a drug deal.
Who's that source, man?
That's right.
Went on right. Working out of the back of that Gran Torino down there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just popped the trunk for a minute.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, Merry Christmas to all you guys. If I don't talk to you, and listen, look, tell Rick that I said thank you for Blue Water. It's refreshing.
We will do that.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Ace.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Bye. All right. Let me see here. I want to play just a brief sample of that tune he's talking about. I may have
from last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is last year's. Oh, it's. I feel like Clark Griswold trying to plug the lights in.
You look like a red one.
Yeah. I'm making Frankenstein noises. So while I'm doing this, watch, I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
All right.
Just don't go down the steps.
Well, I have trouble with that.
I can play this. I just got to make one little maneuver here with the system to get it to work to remind you about Georgia Floors Direct. You know, it's still time to get over there. They just absorbed the inventory of a place that went out of business, and they bought it, the inventory of that store, for pennies on the dollars, including several hundred room remnants. So you can get yourself a room's worth of carpeting at a below wholesale price, and they will, as they would with any situation, dispatch one of their talented installers. Everybody that works for Georgia Floors Direct has been with them for years, is top of the notch in terms of the way they go about installing. I've watched them. They put in a hardwood floor for us, and I must have watched for at least an hour. I love watching people that have a craft or a gift like that. It's amazing. And at the very end, you get a great price, a great install, and Georgia Floors Direct is there every step of the way, just like they've been for 50 years. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, tell Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers, you heard about him here. We'd appreciate it. This is what East was talking about. This is the 2018 end of year.
That's great. It starts with Trump irate. Mueller still investigates. It's Hoda, not Matt, on today. Hawaii fake missile claim. Shape of Water Oscar. Alabama can't be beat. Very stable genius tweet. Parkland tragedy. Me too. Gain strength. Opioid crisis matters. Eagles fly super high. Chloe Kim's on fire at the Winter Olympic Games. And the government shut down our